Jocelyn Benson. She is the campaign co-chair and national election law expert. And this morning, there's a pretty cool event happening at the Capitol steps starting at 10 a.m. And we're going to have Jocelyn tell us all about it. Good morning, Jocelyn. No, long time no talk to. How are you?
Hi, yeah. Good morning. How are you?
Well, you're out at the state capitol. It looks like the powers that be decided to stop raining on your parade.
Let's hope it stays that way.
All right. Tell us what's happening today on the Capitol steps.
Well, we're announcing a really exciting initiative for citizens this election season. And basically what it is a ballot initiative that would amend Michigan's constitution. It would be on the ballot this fall to amend Michigan's constitution to require instant disclosure of any corporate money that's spent on political ads or on lobbying in Michigan. And it would make Michigan really the first state in the country to have this type of disclosure in place, which is really critical if we even think about just last week when we saw the influx of money that was spent to try to influence our elections on February 28th. So it's very exciting because it will give citizens themselves a chance to change the law themselves to require more disclosure of this vast amount of undisclosed money that's being spent to influence our political process.
What do you think we would learn if we knew the intricacies of who, what, when, where, why, and how, and how much?
Well, I look at this from the perspective of consumers. And I think we as consumers have a right to know when corporations are spending money that essentially we give them by buying their products on political activity. And so what I think it will do are two things. One, give us a better understanding of where the shadowy organizations and other entities that spend money to influence elections, where they're coming from, who's funding them. But secondly, it will give us as a consumer the power to essentially choose how we spend our money by patronizing companies and corporations that do or do not reflect our values.
You know, Jocelyn, there are going to be people that say, don't mess around with the Constitution. Leave it alone, because once you open that door, other things could get changed.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, what we're seeing especially in the past 2 years, since the United States Supreme Court held in Citizens United that corporations have this right to spend money, is a real problem in our political process, where more and more people's voices are getting drowned out by large corporations and special interests. And so we have to do something. We cannot continue down this road, or else we as citizens will diminish our power in our democracy to actually be involved in the decisions that affect all of us.
All right, we're talking with Jocelyn Benson. She is the campaign co-chair and national election law expert. She'll be joined this morning with Melanie McElroy, who is the executive director of Common Cause of Michigan. They'll be on the Capitol steps at 10 a.m. this morning for the Corporate Accountability Amendment ballot proposal. This is the kickoff for that. And Jocelyn, before I let you go, what have you been doing with yourself since you got out of office?
A whole lot of things. First, I want to say, if anyone's interested in finding out more about the initiative or getting involved, they can go to our website, which is corporateaccountabilityamendment.com, and sign up to get involved or learn more information. But in addition to that, you know, I teach election law, and I'm actually also the president of a new organization called the Military Spouses of Michigan. As a military spouse, I think it's important that we build that network of spouses in Michigan. So, I've been keeping busy, but in all things, trying to make sure that I'm working towards having an impact in our political system in Michigan that protects our voices in the political process and helps us hold our elected officials accountable.
Are you going to be running for office again?
I'm not planning on it. I try to make my decisions based on how can I, pound for pound, have the greatest impact on the issues that I care about. And I think right now we have to recognize that this disclosure issue is critical.